You got some returning starters from last year's lineup?
Yeah, we have Stu Kahn and Mark Neidhofer and Loudon Sandhofer, Ethan and Mike File returning, and then we have some younger kids that are freshmen that have stepped up and really shown themselves in practice, and then a couple of the kids that younger kids that hadn't played a lot but really improved last year in their first year playing baseball and have just kind of picked up where they left off last year. So nice mix of kids.
How deep is your pitching rotation this year?
We'll be relying on a few freshman arms, but they're good baseball players. They throw with fairly good accuracy, so it may be one of those deals where we don't get a tremendous amount of strikeouts, but hopefully get a lot of putouts in the field. So, and that's something that pitchers just have to address in their own mind, is being content with being able to let the ball put in play if the defense is going to make the outs for them.
And how about the season itself? You open up your first is on the road against Ketchikan, I think.
Well, Southeast is, as I think we talk about every year, Southeast is very competitive baseball. Every year, the teams that come out of Southeast to state are competitive at the state tournament, and Southeast has won a significant amount of state tournaments. So the competition over for us has just made us a better team. We've been talking a lot, the coaches have been talking a lot in the last month. Just when we started the program, Joe Aliberti was the head coach, and when we started it back in, years ago, we were a JV program, and the foundation that Joe started there for us back in 2006, I think it was, and getting us some games, and Matt Briner and myself were helping out when we could at that point, and then just the progress we've seen over the last 10 years of playing at this level, and then finally about 4 or 5 years ago being able to get the back into the varsity schedule, which is that really helped us a lot. And it's forced us to become better baseball players and learn more about the game. So I'm excited about the team this year and the next few years. There's some good talent coming up in middle school and like I said, some good incoming freshmen. So it's going to be a fun year this year. I think I'm hoping we're real competitive, and we're hitting the ball real well in batting practice, but that all changes once you have a pitcher that's trying to get you out too. So we'll see.
Any new teams in Southeast, or is it typical? It's Ketchikan, two teams in Juneau, and Ketchikan, Sitka.
Yep, same teams that we've been facing. Wrangell was trying to put the team together, and just they couldn't pull it together. And Craig, those schools are getting so small, which is, it's sad to see. It would be fun for us to be able to play schools our size, but we're not afraid of the competition either. Big schools. We've competed real well against everybody. Most games. I mean, there's times where we don't compete well, but a lot of times it's not necessarily what the team's doing to us, it's what we're doing to ourselves. And we're stressing a lot this year, the mental side of the game, and not worrying about making a mistake and just, we talk a lot about getting it out of your mind right away and move on to the next pitch, whether it's an offensive mistake, a defensive mistake, a pitching, whatever it is. So the guys are starting to buy into it. We've had a really good 2 weeks of practice, a lot of energy on the field. They're enjoying the sunshine, being outside, and they're having fun competing against each other. We're fortunate this year. We have we actually have a coaching staff. We picked up Alex John, who's a local fisherman. Played 4 years of college baseball, 2 years down at junior college in California, and then 2 years back at Connecticut at Post University. So, having him on the staff has really invigorated the kids. And Matt Briner's here when he can. He has 2 years of college baseball and his experience. We've had Jode Coyle, who works for Rock and Road, come in and help him when he can. He's getting to his busy season, especially now that the weather's nice, but. Those early 3 or 4 weeks in the gym, he was there almost every day when he could, volunteering his time. Eric Thompson, who's a janitor at the high school, has started helping us this week. He's working with the catchers and working with the pitchers. So for the first time, I actually have a coaching staff, which has been new for me. It's a whole totally different ball game of actually planning practices out for more coaches than myself on the field. So it's a good problem. So more coaches, more bodies in the field. It's a really fun atmosphere up here, and I hope we can continue it through the season and get some heads to turn about the Petersburg baseball program. It's the first year we've had pitch counts. The National Federation of High School Sports adopted pitch counts similar to Little League, and so it does make things a little more complex when your younger kids are also your varsity pitchers. So we're trying to figure out the strategy we're going to use for that. So since we go and play two games in 3 days, it's really important that we don't burn our pitchers on the first day.